Good afternoon, listeners. We're here with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. So nice to have you.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of county fair season.
We sure are. And the state fair is just around the corner.
I know. It's exciting.
Yeah, this is your first Minnesota State Fair.
No, it is not.
Oh. I've been there before.
I have attended.
Okay.
With you.
Oh, with me. Of course. I'm sorry. And I actually have really beautiful pictures. I'll put one on my page today.
I know. It's so nice. But we did have a really good time.
We did. But you didn't live here then.
That is true.
I was visiting.
I was visiting. And yes. Yes, it was. It was a good yes. time.
This is your first resident state fair.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
Yeah, but there were so many great vendors, and you were very knowledgeable about where to go.
Yes.
You knew. I mean, all the popular annual favorites. You knew vegan options.
Yes,
you had the lay of the land.
All
so
the things.
Not your first visit.
Not at all. And this will be your first Lacuaparo County Fair.
That is correct. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm getting a sense of all the different fairs, and yes, especially the residents here in Madison get excited to end things in early September at the Lacuaparo Fair.
That's
it's supposed
right.
to be really fun.
It is.
So
I look forward to taking you and showing you all the things there.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be fun.
The pigs are not as large as they are at the state fair.
I like
that. But I think you'll still be impressed.
I'm sure I will be. But yeah, it's fair season is so fun. There's so much to take in and experience. And we all know the pitfalls of fair food.
Yes.
And what's available.
Yes.
And yet we're also in the middle of this, you know, beautiful growing season where gardens are starting to flourish and really produce. Let's talk about balance and what there is that, you know, that we can be just balancing and blending, you know, just our diets so that we can go to the
yes.
fair and enjoy traditional foods. But there's other things to look at as well. And just not going too far in any one direction.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Absolutely. It is hard, isn't it? Especially because in communities like this, I think especially we like to go to a lot of different fairs.
Yeah.
So often I tell people, you know, if it's one day a year, if you're celebrating an anniversary, if you're celebrating Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever it might be, like that's a day. It's a day that doesn't happen that often. Just enjoy it. But when we have multiple fairs every weekend and it's half your week that we're now spending eating fair food, that's when it can get us into a little bit of trouble when it's over and over and over again. So I thought we could talk a little bit, like you said, about balance and how we just navigate that whole world
yeah.
a little bit. So my first thing is you don't get to stockpile. So a lot of times what people try to do is they say, well, I'm going to go to the fair this evening, so I'm just not really going to eat all day, and then I'll just use everything that I have at the fair. That is not the best strategy. Instead, I would encourage people to utilize that time that you are at home and that you have control over your diet to nourish yourself and to get all of those things that we're really not going to get from fair food.
Right.
Fair food tends to be rich in added sugars.
Yes.
Rich in fats that are not quite so good for our health. Pretty low in fiber. Pretty low in those colors that I talk about all the time. You can get a rainbow snow cone pretty easily. Not as easy to get vegetables or fruit unless it's covered in caramel or something else. So if we can get that nourishment earlier in the day so that when we go in the evening, we've already done a lot to nourish our body for the day. Now we're going and we're just going to enjoy whatever it is that we look forward to at the fair. It's also still really important to listen to our bodies. If you are full and satisfied, it is not wasteful to stop eating. And I think sometimes it feels wasteful if you've spent $15 on a bucket of cheese curds and they're not gone and you're full, but you still eat them. At that point, you've already paid for them. They've already been made. There's no difference between them ending up in the garbage can or your stomach, other than that it's going to hurt your health if they end up in your stomach.
I was going to say, you're kind of paying for it twice that
you
way.
You are. So still paying attention, and I'm not saying you can't eat a little bit more than you normally would. Absolutely. Enjoy all of the things that you normally look forward to eating, but maybe share them with somebody else. Split it with somebody. Maybe you go with a group of friends and different people get different things and you all have a little bit of each of those things. You can still enjoy all of the things that are there. We maybe just don't all need to get all of them.
Yeah, that
every
makes
day.
Sense. That makes
every
sense.
Every weekend for the second half of the summer.
There are so many decadent, just, you know, just the way you described, where, I mean, they are over the top foods. They yeah. are fried. They are layered mm-hmm. in cheese and sauce and all of these things that, I mean, just, it's just excessive.
It is.
Is there, not saying they're not delicious.
Right.
And a fun treat. Absolutely. And, you know, and kind of out of the norm. That's all true as well. But that being said, is there any one thing that's just unnecessary that people should just steer clear of?
I say no, and I say that because all of us have memories built around different foods.
Yes.
And there are some that provide us absolutely zero nutrition, but if you have memories of eating those with your best friend when you're in high school, or if you have memories of going with your parents and getting that, the nourishment that you get from reliving those memories or getting to share those memories now with your kids or with new friends, there is something meaningful yes. to that. But I do encourage people to prioritize a little bit. If you have those memories around 15 different foods, prioritize the ones that are really important to you and go with that direction. If we can prioritize ones that have a little bit of nourishment, so even choosing things that maybe have a little bit of protein mm-hmm. in them or that do have even a handful of vegetables. Like if we think about some of the hobo tacos or walking tacos or things like that, we do tend to have a protein source. We do tend to have some kind of real food like onions or tomatoes or salsas, things like that that go on them versus some of our other things like snow cones or funnel cakes or some of the things that really don't have protein or nourishing fats or fiber or color. They just don't really have anything.
Yeah.
Now, the benefit of fairs is we tend to be moving around a little bit more than we maybe would. We tend to be getting a little bit more sunlight. We tend to be in social and engaging environments when we do that. So we are doing so many other things that are great for our health. We don't need to necessarily prioritize the nutrition, but I think we also don't want to forget about the nutrition. It doesn't need to go completely by the wayside. It can just be, you know, you don't have to only go there and eat baby carrots or right. something like that. And right. certainly don't walk through and eat, like, most of the vegetables are going to be in the judging section. And I'll just say right now, I'm not encouraging anyone to eat those, but
they kind of frown on that.
They do frown on that. Those are important to leave as is. It's probably the only carrot and tomato you're going to find in its natural state. But those are not for consumption.
Good. To, yes.
It's just an important disclaimer.
It's just a good public service announcement. Yeah. Don't eat those.
And if you go to the veggie races, don't eat the veggies there either.
That's right. You can maybe snack on the parts you cut out, yeah, right?
That's right.
Well, this is it's good because I know it's. I mean, fairs just have a reputation for yes. There's no. I mean, people don't go there for their nutritional content.
Correct.
And, you know, it's all true that you make valid points about just enjoying food and not making it a mental exercise and calorie counting or, you know, or being punishing or vilifying any one food.
Yes.
And that's important. But I just, yeah, it's also, it's what your comment earlier, you know, you certainly don't want to have to pay for it twice mm-hmm. by finishing an entire bucket of cheese curds if your yes. body's telling me you're good.
Stop eating.
You're good.
And one thing you can do too is bring healthy snacks with you. It's not like most of these fairs discourage you from bringing in anything. You can bring a cooler of some of the nourishing things with so that you can have that funnel cake or that snow cone or that whatever it might be that maybe doesn't have nutrition.
Right.
But maybe you've got cheese sticks that are not deep fried. Maybe you have some of those with you or you've got fruits or veggies. Or we have a snack with us today of some chickpeas that we haven't tried yet. Oh, there it is. Listen to that nourishment. There are just some simple things that you can take along with that allow you to make smaller, less nourishing choices and have those nourishing things that come alongside it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let me get in on your program for a second.
There we
here.
Go. Yeah, let's do it.
I know you and Carrie have been having a good discussion here, but we've got one of our listeners dropped off. I'm always talking about the chickpeas, how
you
I
are.
Enjoy chickpeas, you know, how I'm just a fan.
We have heard you talk about chickpeas
That's right.
often.
And they dropped off some Orchard Valley Harvest chickpea chips, white
yes.
cheddar. Now, I haven't eaten one yet, but I let Chris and Paul try them. They thought they were pretty good, actually.
Okay. So just to give a description to people, they look a lot like kind of crisps, almost like Cheez-It type crackers.
They do.
And they are white cheddar flavored.
Right.
Deliciously satisfying is what it says on the front. Carrie, did you want to try one?
I'm going to watch Maynard and see how this goes.
Well, I'm having one right now.
How is it?
not bad. Just like a cheesy snack. You know,
yeah.
You gotta try one, Carrie.
Okay.
Paul and Chris, Paul took more than one. He wanted more.
So. Sure.
What do you think? That's pretty good.
They aren't bad.
Yep.
They aren't bad.
Yep. I think it's the cheesy flavoring that makes them edible, because if they were just chickpeas, they'd probably be a little bland.
Well, they'd be a little bland, but then you could just eat it with real cheese,
too. Well, that's true. Or some of the dips that you have. You
know. Or some of the dips, exactly.
You have recipes that are available.
Right. And a lot of the chickpea things, so often when I buy chickpea things or have bought them in my home, they've been vegan because I had a child who couldn't have dairy for a long time. This one does have real dairy in it. So, well, I mean, as real as you're going to get from a package. But it has a cheddar cheese powder on it and some garlic powder and some onion powder. So it's got things to bring that flavor away from just the chickpeas. I will say, kind of taste it for a while.
I still go for just a handful of chickpeas, though. It really makes my day.
That's
what I always say.
Okay, well, thanks for allowing me to be on your program for a little bit here.
Thanks for sharing your chickpea snacks.
Take my chickpeas back and go.
Thank you, Maynard. Well, Amber, always good to talk with you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, this is an important one because this is a very popular area for county fairs. We want people to be out and enjoying it.
Yes.
And certainly, just partake of all the great things that come with that. Just have to do it mindfully so that you don't get sick.
That's right. A little mindfulness goes a long way.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right. Well, thank you very much and can't wait till next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Carrie.
Talk more nutrition. Thank you.